outbreak is spiraling out of control. In a briefing, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says hospital rates just about doubled since late last month.
Hospitalizations for COVID-19 averaged just over 1,600 a day in the latter part of May. In the last 4 or 5 days, hospitalizations have averaged more than 3,200 a day.
Respiratory therapist Kevin Cole says he's frustrated that some people think the virus is over.
It's far from being over.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's those people that will keep this pandemic going.
Cases surpassed 100,000 in Florida. Hospitalizations are rising dramatically in Houston. And a startling 1 in 5 of those tested in Arizona are proving to be infected. Senator Tom Cotton is pushing for the prosecution of recent rioters.
Senator Cotton says there must be consequences for mob violence.
Because if you give the mob an inch, it'll take a mile.
Cotton notes the same mobs demanding Confederate statues be removed also tore down statues of George Washington and Ulysses S. Grant.
The political heir of Abraham Lincoln, a statesman who smashed the first Ku Klux Klan, signed the first major civil rights legislation.
Senator Cotton demanding all those who take part in riots and looting be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Bob Agnew reporting.
There are signs of life across numerous sectors of the economy, but a full recovery is nowhere in sight. So companies have been raising cash to maintain operations. American Airlines is trying to raise more than $3 billion, with airports still largely empty. Bed Bath & Beyond is creating a new credit facility to do the same. On Wall Street, the Dow by 153 points, the NASDAQ rose 110, the S&P advanced 20, oil up 85 cents to $40.60 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Beef factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is the central theme of the new movie, Return to the Hiding Place, a film about Corrie Ten Boom and her family's heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II, and about her secret army of teenagers. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at SalemNow.com and save 20% with the promo code MOVIE. Return to the Hiding Place at SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
The Vegas weather is starting to heat up, and Meineke has hot deals for you, like a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection. And remember, Meineke always has free towing to your nearest care center. Visit your local Meineke today.
Here's today's STEM tip. Make your selfies look even better with science. Take your pics at golden hour right before the sun sets. The wavelengths made by the atmosphere create a perfect golden light for that beautiful face of yours. Learn more at Chic and STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
It's 3:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. While threats are being made against the interim unemployment director are forcing her to leave her post, Governor Sisolak announced on Friday that Heather Korbelick would be returning to her previous post as the head of the state's health exchange. The governor did not say what kinds of threats have been made against Korbelick. She took over the unemployment department back in April, just as Nevada was registering its highest job losses in state history. The Silver State's jobless rate is the biggest in the nation at more than some 25% in May. With Friday's coronavirus numbers reporting the highest daily increase ever, Governor Sisolak is asking his COVID-19 medical advisors to review enhanced face covering policies for all Nevadans. Sisolak's move comes just after California Governor Gavin Newsom made masks mandatory when folks are out in public indoors. On Friday, Nevada reported more than 400 new coronavirus cases since the outbreak. 300 were in Clark County. Two employees at the Flamingo tested positive for the coronavirus. Caesars Entertainment officials say that contact tracing protocols are being followed. MGM Resorts announced the closure last week of the Mayfair Supper Club at the Bellagio.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams, no delays on the 15 through the resort area. Freeway speeds through the Spaghetti Bowl are up to expectations on the 515 and the 95. Also, do remember those lane restrictions. They're there at Pecos at the 215.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is week number 3 of this brand new radio adventure, brand new radio station, radio home, AM 670 KMZQ. And more importantly, we're having so much fun. Coming up a little bit later on in the hour, we'll begin the highlights of the president's address. I thought he was brilliant in Tulsa. And a lot of people have made a lot to do of, the place wasn't full. All 19,000 seats weren't. Not that big a deal. When you've told people for the better part of a week, you go and you'll die, people take that kind of seriously. But it was still a great crowd and a very responsive crowd. We'll get you some of the highlights coming up in just a couple of, a little bit later on in the hour. A guy that we haven't had on the new radio station, the new radio home. But he has been with us many, many times. He is Tom Del Beccaro, the former chair of the California Republican Party and the author of a book called The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. Tom, how have you been, my friend? Are you doing okay in the People's Republic of California?
I'm doing great. It's great to be on your show. Congrats on the new location. I got to say, what utterly shameless, how ludicrous it is for the media to say the Trump rally wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Within 24 hours before, 36, Joe Biden held an event and a couple of people showed up. Joe Biden couldn't get a crowd to come give away the winning lottery numbers at this point.
Oh, my God. It's that bad. It's that bad for him.
Well, come on. You saw the pictures of them in the gym with the circles. And okay, a million people didn't show up, therefore it must be bad. What they didn't tell you is that Fox set an all-time record for that time slot of 7 million viewers.
Is that right?
7 million viewers just to see a candidate speak? Now, I get it, he hasn't spoken in a while. But yeah, it set records on Fox. So, look, Joe Biden would never book a rally like that because it would there'd be nobody that showed up. So, look, if this is surely an argument of enthusiasm, and it is, because if you look at the polling, John Zogby did a polling, and he polled 32% Democrats and 32% Republicans. And it came out tied, which tells you, which is why I wrote the book, The Divided Era, we're in this position now where the Democrats will say, oh, I'll vote for the Democrat, and the Republicans actually will vote for the Republican. But what happens is who actually shows up on election day? And we found out last time around in a lot of states, they didn't show up for Democrats. And Joe Biden's got an approval rating, or Latinos say they're going to vote for him in the 50% range. That would, that he can't win that way. Black Americans support Trump in the 40s. He can win that way. So I tell people the thing to watch for is Trump's approval rating in Rasmussen. It's at 46 today. On the same date when he got reelected, Obama was at 44. So Trump's in an okay place, and keep in mind that this is the worst of the economy. It's going to improve. And so I can't listen to CNN and the rest of them say, oh, the Trump rally didn't do X or Y.
Again, Tom Del Beccaro joining us. He is the former chair of the California Republican Party. You know, what I was listening for more than anything, Tom, was exactly what are the talking points from here on out. And clearly, the president laid out really well, I thought, that this is going to be a culture war. This is a culture war for the future of America. Are we going to allow our statues to be taken down? Even Ulysses S. Grant. For crying out loud!
It is California. Look, they defaced Stevie Ray Vaughan. Okay, so they don't even know what they're doing. It's just, but you're right. And by the way, he spoke for over an hour. Could you imagine Joe Biden trying to speak for an hour?
No. He almost spoke for two. He came close to 2 hours. For crying
no
out loud!
Joe Biden could handle that kind of. Whatever. Clearly, Joe Biden is being held under wraps because they're afraid of what he would say. And that may work in June, but it's not going to work much longer, especially since he's going to have to. This will be the shortest acceptance speech in the history of mankind when he gets the nomination. And then clearly he's picking someone for vice president who is going to be president. If Biden somehow won, he couldn't serve out 4 years at this rate. And so people have that question in their head as well. But I agree with you. Trump's saying, look, the economy will come back. I've kept my promises to you. If you look outside in the cities of the United States, that's what they think's okay, and we know it's not.
Now the question is, are the American people going to fall for what the Democrats are trying to sell us, which is essentially a pig and a poke, but it's better than Trump.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, socialism is sold on chaos and class envy. And Americans don't buy that. They actually saw that. Remember Obama said, what's he got, a magic wand? Well, yeah, it's the American people, the economy came back. Americans saw that you actually can function. And so I wrote an op-ed with Steve Moore about a couple weeks ago about how the Biden policies would push us into depression. Is Biden really going to sell a massive tax increase? Do Americans really think a $14 trillion or whatever the AOC and the rest of them want now, Green New Deal, is the way to go? No. So, no, I think this is all... While Biden doesn't have to come out of the basement, this works for them. But pretty soon he's going to come out, and his policies will be front and center, and his physical inabilities will come out. And he's worked himself into a corner on the VP. Is he really going to pick Kamala Harris, whose family owns slaves? They admitted that. So if George Washington can be torn down, a disgrace to the world. If he can be torn down, why should Kamala Harris be elevated? So he's going to wind up with who? And then they're going to put that person right next to the president because that person could become president in a matter of years? It's just so many questions that I don't think independent voters will go for it.
Again, Tom Del Beccaro joining us, the former chair of the California Republican Party and the author of The Divided Era, How We Got Here, The Keys to America's Reconciliation. How do we go about putting this thing back together? I mean, I just think just in the last couple of months, it's gotten worse and worse and worse. You've got American institutions being taken down by a mob. How do we get this genie back in the bottle?
Well, notice that we have these biggest problems when the economy is shut down. Remember, Obama, with the economy was all but shut down, and we had these problems. Then the economy started zooming. People were at work, and you didn't have these problems. So step one is always, a growing economy tends to unify the country. That's number one. Number two, there is an element of this that is being whipped up purely for political purposes. Not all of it, but some of it. And once the election passes, I tend to disagree. Some think, if he wins again, it's going to just explode. I actually tend to think that it will die down because they have two more years before another election and they try something else. So I think that dies down a little. The most important thing, of course, is that the Democrats lose the House. Because while the Democrats have the House, they can cause the most damage. If we can get Republicans back in there, and look, only 17 seats have to flip, that's a very low historical number, then things will calm down as well.
Do you worry about the polling that we've seen in the head-to-head matchup, Biden and Trump?
I focus for years now. I have focused on the Gallup approval ratings and the Rasmussen approval ratings. Rasmussen got the last vote totals for nationally exactly right, and they have been the best. And what matters is enthusiasm, what independents do, and approval rating, not what CNN says. They have an agenda, right? And the big media companies have an agenda. So, do I wish Trump had a more comfortable situation for the sake of defeating socialism? Yes, I do. But keep this in mind, Kevin. This is the one thing we have to remember, or two things. Nope. The Republicans have lost four out of the last five popular votes. And no president since 88 has gotten 53% of the vote. These are tight elections. They're going to be tight. What matters, in my mind, is Michigan, of course, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania is where this is going to be won and lost. I, for one, think Florida won't be that close. I think Trump's going to win Florida because DeSantis is doing so well. And you notice how the Democrats aren't even talking about Ohio because DeWine's doing so well there. So this, and there are polls that showed that Trump was winning in Pennsylvania. Some now say he's not, but that's where we have to focus. Remember, well, I know we're going to get to crazy California. If the Democrats can win California by 2 million votes, and that won't help them in Michigan.
Good point. Good point. More coming up. We're going to talk about the People's Republic of California. There is a move afoot to recall Gavin Newsom, that the heavy-handed governor may be facing some opposition in his home state. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Monday. It's AM 670 KMZQ.
Headlines that affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why, and I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. adhering to the regulations, and limit large group interactions. Labor is Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off their service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Tom Del Beccaro joining us, former chair of the People's Republic of California's Republican Party, the author of the book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. I want to ask you about Gavin Newsom. He's taken a lot of criticism within your state. And I'm curious, you're one that believes that a recall might get him. First of all, how difficult is it to recall a governor? And or is this something else that we may have to wait till the next election day for?
Well, actually, it's not that difficult to recall a governor. You have to collect, in this case, 1.5 million ballot signatures, and one person can donate all the money we need to hire the signature gatherers. So we got to get those signatures, but really one person can do this all. So if there's someone in your audience who wants to see and prevent California from sending more people over to Nevada, they can contact me at tom@politicalvanguard.com. But the answer is it's not that difficult. And then you have a special election in March where the voters just ask, you want to recall him or not? And if he is recalled of the list below, who do you want to get elected? So it's physically not that difficult, but it is in some degrees a question of money. And look, Kevin, we've got to ask, is this the new normal? And I know you guys don't have these problems over there because apparently you think government should actually function. But here in California, there's no, we're preparing for the government, for the quasi-government utility to shut down power again for most of the state during the hot season. So we, I mean, me and my friends are getting estimates for backup generators because this is the, quote, new normal. They don't deliver water to farmers, which is reducing food production. That doesn't seem like a good idea in the COVID era. And they want to have us to have 50 gallons a day of water. Well, that might work if you're in an apartment, but if you have a house, it doesn't work. And people like houses, last I checked. And Kevin, you can't even count on safety. I mean, the looting that was going on in California was horrific.
In Santa Monica, for crying out loud.
Yeah, well, look, agreed. And 500 yards from my office in Walnut Creek, a nice place, there was a shooting. They just looted the expensive stores in there, and, you know, and the police are so handcuffed themselves that they just have to sit by and watch. I mean, it's depressing for them. I have friends in law enforcement in there, and, you know, privately they'll tell you, what the hell are we supposed to do? They've tied our hands. And so safety, electricity, and water. Oh, and did I mention we're supposed to have a $54 billion deficit? $54 billion deficit. Of course, that amount is more than most states' entire budget. And how are they going to raise that money? They think they're going to get bailed out. But if they're not, and why should they be? Because it just encourages them to shut us down again. What's going to happen? So they're going to raise taxes. And they want to get rid of Prop 13 as well, which kept our property tax rates in the middle of the pack as opposed to the highest in the country. We have the highest gas tax. We have the highest income tax, hotel taxes, on and on and on. We're already paying as high as anyone in the country, and we don't get it. So we're going to give them more money? Is this the new normal? Did he just hang, oh, it's not his fault? Well, is it mine? No. Is it my neighbors or anyone else? No, these are policy failures. So, yeah, this is why you can, you know, if your listeners want to help out, they can go to my, I started a new pack called carevival.com, and we can't just let this go on. That's my view.
And Tom, what kind of numbers are we looking at relative to getting all of those signatures to pay for that? I mean, are we looking at $1 million? Are we looking at $2 million? $5 million? What?
$5 million would pretty much ensure it. We have a massive volunteer effort underway. They're going to set a record. But, you know, California's a big place. 2 million signatures is a lot of signatures. We get 2 million because the Secretary of State will throw out certain signatures. They won't throw out signatures, by the way, on absentee mail-in ballots. Everybody should be allowed to vote. But if you try it, and they're going to check every signature when it comes to us trying to recall. But, yeah, it's about $4 to $5 million and a big volunteer effort.
There are some very wealthy people in the People's Republic of California. Do you think it's achievable?
Well, we're going to find out in the next 45 days because I'm trying to raise some money, and maybe bring me back and I'll give you an update.
That'll be great. Tom, always good, man. Glad to have you on our new station and our new home.
Congrats, yeah.
Really excited about it. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, boss. Take care.
Tom Delabaccaro, the former chair of the California Republican Party and the author of The Divided Era, How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. Stick around, more to do. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear the President of the United States. The joint wasn't full, but that's not what is important. For people from the left, yes. And there was no talk of what this all means. But listen to what the president had to say. We'll play some of the highlights coming up in our next half hour. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.